All right. Let's just say, let's take a break. That's all we're going to do now. Take a break. We're back. Hi, how you doing? 15 seconds to kill. Let's take another break. Let's take another break. Better yet, since it's a Monday and it's crunch time and it's a final segment, why don't we do this?
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hey, ha! Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick.
Hello, Steve. Time for the Richter Scale. It's the biggest news and sporting events from the weekend, and Steve rates how big of an impact that event have. We start with Rafael Nadal, who is a monster at Roland Garros. Since 2005, there have been just three times where Nadal didn't win the French Open. Three times in 15 years is damn crazy. For the second straight year, Nadal defeated Dominic Thiem 6-3, 5-7, 6-1, 6-1, and Nadal now has two times as many French Open titles as he does victories in the three other Grand Slams events. How impressive of a run is this by Nadal?
Yeah, now he's won the U.S. Open three times, Wimbledon once, and the Aussie, Wimbledon twice, but it's historic. I mean, what a great player. He owns clay. I don't know who to compare him to, because you can't compare him to anybody else because he's rewritten the record book. So, yeah, I'm a big major tennis fan. But because it's tennis and it's Roland Garros and fans have a tendency to be more prone towards Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, I'm going to give it a 9, though.
All right. The St. Louis Dispatch declared the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup. The 2019 Stanley Cup champions defeated the Bruins in six games after... Oh, hold on, I thought I'm hearing this is actually a lie, and the St. Louis Dispatch got ahead of themselves and declared the Blues champions before Game 6, which, of course, the Blues went on to lose 5-1. The Bruins took a rest, stood on his head, made some incredible saves, and the Blues offense came through, getting four past Jordan Binnington, as well as an empty netter for good measure. We now get the two best words in sports coming our way on Wednesday, Game 7. How much did the St. Louis Dispatch announcing that the Blues had won the Stanley Cup before they won the Stanley Cup play into the Blues losing Game 6?
I don't think it played in at all.
Oh, that's wrong. It's a wrong
answer. You've got to be a knucklehead, because anybody in sports understands baseball has unwritten rules. This is a written rule. Don't do that.
They curse them. It's a legit curse.
I don't think it really had an outcome, an income on the outcome, an impact on the outcome. So I'm going none.
Ugh, that's just wrong. The Giants and Dodgers played this weekend, and it was quite an eventful series. The Giants somehow took down Clayton Kershaw on Friday night. They were crushed on Saturday, and then Mad Bum threw a gem on Sunday. Seven innings, 86 pitches, 5 Ks, 4 hits, and only one earned run against one of the hottest offenses in the National League. Just so happens that one home run was a home run, or one run he gave up was a home run by Max Muncy that very nearly cleared McCovey Cove. Stack has said that the home run went 426 feet, but I think it was closer to 900. Muncy, rightfully, took his time to admire this moonshot, and Mad Bum, classically, was not happy about it, yelling at Muncy as he rounded first. Muncy's line after the game was that he told Bumgarner, "Well, if you don't want me to watch the ball, then go get it out of the ocean." Which I think is too perfect of a line for that moment. So how much do you believe Muncy that he said in the moment to Madison Bumgarner, get the ball out of the ocean, and it's not a jerk store called the running out of you moment?
So we're doubting that he actually said it?
Yes, that's what I'm doubting. I think he spent the rest of the game talking to people about what he said. There were bleeps exchanged on the field. He didn't say that in the moment.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the best gets yet. I think he waited and waited and waited, then came up with a classic line. But in the heat of the moment, I'm 99% sure he did not come up with that.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
The Warriors are down 3-1 to the Raptors. The last time the Warriors were down 3-1 in a series, they took down a Kevin Durant-led Thunder team. Then they blew a 3-1 lead of their own. After that, they added Kevin Durant to their roster and have gone approximately 300-0 since then. Until Kawhi Leonard show up, and hindsight being 50-50, the Raptors are essentially one bad third quarter away from Game 2, from this have being a sweep and the series being over. Now they have the chance to just make it a gentleman sweep tonight in Toronto. And that's when the Warriors became unfair again, saying they've broken the glass on their breaking case of emergency one Kevin Durant inside box, and the two times finals MVP is back as a game time decision earlier. Now they're saying he's very much going to play. He hasn't played in a month. How big of an impact is Kevin Durant going to have on Game 5?
9. That's a big one. I don't believe that the St. Louis Dispatch needs to impose their will here. Just play this out. This series ain't over yet.
Speaking of KD returning, he might not actually return to Golden State for the 2019-2020 season. His free agency has been talked about since the day he signed with the Warriors, where he's going to go next. Some experts at one point guessed the Knicks and didn't have any other options, so for 3 years we've been saying that KD is going to sign with the Knicks. Now his decision is looming again. Brooklyn Nets have jumped in head first into the KD saga, trading away 2 first-round picks and Allen Crabbe to the Atlanta Hawks, which is a salary cap dump, for now they have room for 2 max contracts. Could it be for KD and Kyrie? Could the Nets know something they're technically not supposed to know because of tampering rules? How sure are you that this trade meets KD's going to Brooklyn?
To Portland? Oh, Brooklyn. No, I'm not buying. As a matter of fact, I'm 100% sure of one thing, that he has no idea where he's going yet. He's in love with himself. He's going to allow himself to be courted. So I'm given a 0% chance, because I can't live with a good team in Brooklyn. I can't go on like that. It's nonsense.